Woolwich Centre, which is a community facility located close to Ashford Town Centre. It's on the corner of Fortbridge Road and Clarendon Road. The access to the property is vehicular wise, is in this area here off Clarendon Road. There's also a pedestrian access just off Fortbridge Road here. Sorry, go ahead, wait. Just to show an aerial photo, just to give a bit more sort of substance to what I'm saying. You've got the Fortbridge Centre is here, the access that I was just referring to is there, the pedestrian access is there, and then Ashford Town Centre and the main area is here, and that's a multi-storey car park. And you can see there, that's what used to be the Brooklands College, and has now been redeveloped. There is a Grade 2 listed building, the St Michael's Roman Catholic Church, here on the opposite side of the road. Just to show again a few more pictures, the proposal is for a single storey front extension, which is coming out from the existing building in this area here. And there's also a small change to the existing entrance. So the canopy there will be replaced by a approximately 2 metre extension, just to widen and make it more accessible for the patrons of the centre. You can see here that the area is sort of accessible with a zebra crossing here, and it's in close proximity to the town centre, as I referred to in the aerial photo earlier. That's looking at it from the front, so I'm taking that photo from the opposite side of the road in Clarendon Road, and again the extension would be coming out here in this area, and that's the existing entrance, which will be altered as part of the proposal. It's just a slightly different angle. The pedestrian access is just to the right hand side here. Again, you can just see that the extension would be coming out through here with the additional alterations to the front entrance just there. Taking a side view, existing parking area, you've got parking spaces here, there and there, and this is an area which is used by effectively sort of spell rides or emergency ambulances or whatever, just like vehicles that are needed to transport people to and from the centre. This shows the access to various properties on which share the access. They're effectively on Clarendon Road, they do share the access as you come in, and they do need to negotiate to get into this particular site. There are parking spaces here, as you can see, and also there on the left hand side. That is a close up picture of where the extension is going to be. There is an existing disabled space there, which will obviously be removed as part of the proposal, but as Mrs. Spinks has said, there is a opportunity to put a condition on to create a new disabled space, and there's also a highways condition already with regard to pedestrian access that they've requested. That's just to show the context of the site in relation to the listed church on the opposite side of the road. It's already been extended, as you can see, with the different types of materials. That's a fairly modern one, which was done about 5 or 6 years ago. That's just a close-up, again, of the pedestrian access into the site from Fortbridge Road. The actual extension will come out across this area, but again, we've got a condition to be able to sort of deal with those sorts of issues in terms of getting reasonable access for pedestrians and also vehicular access. Just a quick show of the plans. You can just see here it's 10 by 8 metres, the actual extension coming out to the front. It's 3.9 metres in height. The building itself is a combination of single storey and two storey, and this particular bit is purely single storey. So it's maximum height is 3.9 metres, which isn't considered to be excessive. And you can see this in terms of the elevations, but that's the extension here, that's a new access. You can just see a size. It's a rear elevation, a big button there. And just to show there, that's the elevations as you look at it from the various sides. Thank you, Chairman.
Thank you for that, Matthew. We have public speaking on this. So, Angela Griffiths, would now like to speak against the application. And you're reminded you've got 3 minutes, and I'll give you an indication when there's 30 seconds to run. Thank you.
Thank you, and my apologies for the previous disturbance.
No, that's fine.
In the brochure, which I got online, you probably had as glossy. It's a long PDF number, but it comes under the context section, section 203. Reference is made as access to the site is via the shared vehicular and pedestrian entry point to the car park to the northwest corner of the site. In truth, the site is shared and by those means, but is also for the residents of 79 to 89 Clarendon Road, and I live at 87. I'm not objecting to the planning application in principle, but with certain caveats to be considered before works commence. Clarendon Road has a weight restriction of 7.5 tonne. The road surface is maintained by Surrey County Council up to the curb of the entrance to the site. The delivery lorries of food and supplies for the Meals on Wheels service exceed this weight, which compromises the entrance. And whilst they sometimes reverse up to the kitchen doors, they also park on the road to offload, reversing after to exit Clarendon Road, thereby adhering to the weight restriction. This then breaks up the tarmac, resulting in large potholes that have to be avoided. The Fordbridge Centre, I think, maintain this area periodically. I therefore have great concern about the amount of damage that will occur from the vehicles used in preparing the foundations for the extension, with diggers, etc., along with the amount of tipper trucks required to dispose of the excavation and the delivery of building material. The junction of Clarendon Road and the entrance to the car park need to be strengthened to take these heavy vehicles. The reduction of 3 parking spaces will also impact on the continuing use of alternative parking on the pavement of Leek Road at the entrance to the car park, impeding the vision of pedestrians, including school children, crossing at this entrance safely, but as it's private land, it falls out of double yellow lines. Also, between Fordbridge Centre car park and the residence parking area, there was, or is, a yellow hatched peak clear sign on the tarmac that is barely visible.
30 seconds.
This is regularly abused by people in vehicles waiting to pick up people, including the minibuses. This is not on the maintenance programme of Surrey County Council, and Spelthorne are currently looking into where the responsibility lies. Perhaps it is the Fordbridge Centre, which will ultimately be Spelthorne Borough Council. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much for that. Not too daunting, was it? Mrs. Spinks, would you like to...
Thank you, Chairman. There are a lot of points that have been raised by Angela Griffiths in relation to the use of the vehicles emptying the site and concerns over... I've picked up a lot of points that have been raised, concerns over the delivery lorries, break up the tarmac, damage for the vehicles during construction because of heavy vehicles, concerns that the yellow hatching on the site have been abused. These ones, what I can do, Chairman, is for you, if the members, depends on how the recommendation goes and the decision goes, I'm happy to write to our head of assets, setting up these points and raising the concerns that aren't actually planning matters, but there are obviously matters that affect the local residents, and I think it's an issue which should be raised so that they can take that into consideration in the management of the site.
Yes, thank you for that. This touches on what I was saying at the last meeting. There's a number of things people raised which aren't planning issues, but I think given that, as Mrs. Griffiths was saying, that this is currently happening, but I think whatever the result of the planning debate is, if you could contact the relevant people to appraise them of that.
Okay. So you, Chairman, yes, I certainly will.
Okay, thank you for that. Any other points that Mr. Chapman you'd like to clarify?
Point of order hasn't been proposed.
No, thank you, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
Thank you. Right, the item's now with the committee. Councillor Noble.
I move, is it number 8, Chairman?
You do have a second, Councillor Islam.
I have a second.
Thank you, Councillor Noble.
Interesting, I found a discussion earlier about numbers, etc. And many of you will know I'm in the territory of people who moved on from this stage in their life. So I'm aware of quite a number of statistics, and I hope they enjoy the 4%. But we've talked tonight about buildings in certain areas. It's worth pointing out, when the Greenbelt came in, there were 47 million people in this country. Currently, there are around 65 million people, and the projection for 2035 is 78 million. We are not far off doubling our population in 100 years in this small island. Critically, the other thing that is happening very much is from a period where we had many old people who never made it to old age because of the two world wars, we are now hitting the baby boom era. And it's a quite interesting, these are government statistics, not mine. Out of 1,000 people, okay, who are working from 16 to 64, out of that 1,000, 300, so nearly a third, will be over 65 soon. So in this particular planning instance, you know, we have to be aware, and most people are, the growth of older people in the community. And I think it lays to us as the council to ensure they get the best facilities possible to actually fill their lives with something active and important. I know from a visit today where I was doing a workshop with some older people earlier today, and not a place not far from here, spaces are premium. So I'm apt to approve this because I think they deserve facilities that are appropriate to their needs, and I think it falls to us as councillors to consider that.
Thank you. That is definitely something to be taken into consideration with the older issues, and as members know, the borough does serve its elderly residents quite well, with the Greenhead Centre being a specialist. But on this one, you're right, what you're saying, to improve the Fulbridge Centre, which is a World Youth Day Centre, is something which we have to take into account, the users and the planning matters regarding that. So does any other member wish to speak on this one? If not,
Can I just
Councillor Noble.
I didn't know whether it was good at all. The only point, again, goes back to our green agenda, I'm afraid. Again, given it's one of the council facilities we're developing here, I noticed the extension comes up quite close on a corner to those three parking bays that are in the plan at the front. I know we lost the disabled parking. Again, I don't know if something we could put in about possible wiring going in for electric points. And secondly, voltaic cells. Is there a way with the extension? Again, we could look at power resource and infrastructure and energy that we can lead by example.
So in response to you, Chairman, because the parking's already existing, it would be hard for us to apply it retrospectively, but I can certainly include it in the response to the head of assets, your concerns, and also in relation to the renewable energy, because it's a small size building, it doesn't fit the criteria, it's not 1,000 square metres, it doesn't fit the criteria, 100 square metres, don't fit the criteria of requiring renewable energy, so we can't make them provide it, but we can certainly put that into a written response to the applicants.
And the disabled parking bay will be reprovisioned. That was brought up earlier, so it's not in the conditions, but it will be reprovisioned.
So if I totally understand that and totally accept that as a response. I just think, despite policies and we have them in place at the moment, I mean, going back to the car situation already in the last week, the government have changed it by 5 years that they can't sell more cars. Our policies may be slipping behind the times and what people are requesting. So I think we should just be aware of it as a planning committee, that we're constantly on the ball about looking at these things. That's one request.
Yeah, so you're right, and the emerging local plan has got a lot more in it on the issues that you're raising. I mean, it's all been noted, I was watching. So. Okay, so no other member wishes to speak, then we'll move to the vote. The motion was to approve. All those in favour, please show. That's unanimous. Thank you for that. Therefore, application number 19/0167/FUL, Fallbridge Centre, 91 Clarendon Road, Ashford, is approved. Item 6, I'll ask Mrs. Spinks to summarise the Development Management Performance Report.
Thank you, Chairman. This is a